This is Greg checking in from southern Argentina, what they call Patagonia. In fact, all of my trip down south is what they consider Patagonia. We were, the first night we were here, which was 5 nights ago, we went to a town called Pico Truncado, and it's a town of about 100,000, and there we had connections before. Robert and I visited that place in the past, but they remember words we gave them last time we were in town. So it's quite an honor to be received the way we were, and for them to remember the words that we'd given certain people there, and the main pastor there even remembered what we'd given. But like all the steps along the way, it was only because there was such a strong presence of God there. And so the people are hungry here in Argentina. It's the right time to be here. Like I said, the first night they took us from Caleta Levia to Pico Truncado. It's another church associated with the denomination that we're connected to strongly here, called Movimiento Cristiano Misionero. And so we were ministering there that night. It was great. Got lots of words for them. Everywhere we went, it was like the presence of the Lord was really what made the difference. Because we could have talked, especially me, as much as I wanted, but without the presence, there was no point of even being there. They received even the message. It was clarified to them really what they needed to do to get their church in order for the new wine that's coming into this area. Then we spoke the next 3 nights back in Caleta Livia. It's a place of about 300,000, just oil everywhere. There's like 100,000 pumps just in that province. But yet Argentina is doing terrible economically, which has nothing to do with the natural resources they have there. It's strictly to do with the corruption in government, you know, and things done incorrectly in general. And it all begins, as the Bible says, the justice will begin in the house of the Lord. So that's a big part of our purpose here, is to help the church come together as one. So we spoke all 3 nights, so 4 nights all together, one after another. So we're a little tired now, but we're in a bus headed to Neuquén via Trelew, which is the capital of Chubut. We're in Santa Cruz right now, heading to the province or state of Chubut, and after that we go to Neuquén, which is what they consider really the business center of all Patagonia, even though it's at the north end of Patagonia. And we'll be ministering there another probably 4 or 5 nights. Hopefully we're going to take at least a break in between, because 4 nights is more than we should be doing all at once. As Robert and I found out before, at least we were staying in the same place, and they were just great, fantastic hosts. So it's been very good. So the two cities, well, the main city we were in, Caleta Livia, is right next to the ocean. And it happened to be real nice weather, because they're going into summer here shortly. So it's been great weather-wise, people-wise, everything. It's like perfect timing of God. And of course, like many places, when we first get here, when they think prophetic ministry, they're like, uh-oh. These guys might be trouble, telling us to change things and maybe causing problems. But by the time we left, and once again, mainly just because we're such a strong presence of God, people would just come to the point for prayer and just immediately fall apart, fall on the ground, just overcome by the presence of God. So it's been pretty amazing. But by the time we left, they took us to the bus station, and they're all just thanking us so much over and over for coming there. So it's nice to be received in that way, or to be at least, think of the words in English. But they were great for saying goodbye to us. They just love the fact that we are here, even though in the beginning I think they were kind of suspicious. But by the end they realized that we helped them see what needs to be put in order so that they can really be more prosperous than what they've been, so they can do a better ministry of blessing others. So, as I said before, we're going to Neuquén, and that's a city almost 800 miles from where we're leaving here in Caleta Livia. So we're in a bus where you can sleep, and they actually have a pretty nice system of buses here, even though you can tell, since I used to do this a lot over 10 years ago, just the state of the economy of Argentina has gone down more and more, because it used to be you'd ride these buses and they're as good as first class on an airplane, but things aren't kept up like they used to be, which is kind of sad, because there's no reason this country can't just be very prosperous. So as we go into Neuquén, please be praying. We're going to be connecting to at least two churches in that area. One town's called Plotier, where the airport of Neuquén actually is. And like I said, we'll be connecting with two pastors. The one thing I wanted to say before I finish this recording is that most of you knew that I was kept held back for 2 days. Well, at least the intercessors knew. I couldn't get out for 2 days from Dallas, which first time ever in 20 years that I haven't been able to do that. So the fact I found out, as Robert said, I think you're going to know right away why you were held back. I got on the airplane and knew I was supposed to book seat 19H. I sat down that seat. A younger guy came and sat down next to me, who happens to be friends with a pastor that we're going to see in Neuquén, Argentina. And he was coming from London after working for Royal Caribbean as a musician. He's just a very gifted musician on cruise lines for Royal Caribbean. I sat down next to him. We talked all about Neuquén. I knew nothing about Neuquén. I had no connections in Neuquén. And the first time I've ever talked to anybody from Neuquén was on this airplane in the seat next to me. So it was a very key meeting, and I'm going to be meeting up with him when we go to Neuquén. So once again, just odds of one in at least a million, more like one in 10 million for that to occur. Oh, and one other thing, when I went to Caleta, Libya, my address in Buenos Aires is 2334. Pastors who hosted us in Caleta, Libya, their address is 2334. What's the odds of that? Anyway, be praying for us. We thank you. He's like, as they say, we can feel your prayers, because that's the only reason this has been such a success, is because the Lord's touching these people. It's just the presence of God has been so strong. So it's been a joy for me to see, and it really makes everything worthwhile. Okay, I'm sitting here with Pastor Ramon and his wife, Portia. Real name's Angelico, but they call him Portia here, like Portia the car. So asking him and her just to give a little comment of what they thought, and the how worthwhile was our visit here.
Antes de Dios, que Dios les bendiga y Jesús viene pronto.
And this is what Ramon was saying. Pastor Ramon Diaz was just giving thanks to us for being there, and that it was very, very good that we were there, and that it was a big blessing. And he was definitely went from not knowing what to think of us, even though he's met me before, to really, really, really thinking over and over when we left and hoping we could see us again soon. And we spent a lot of time speaking to them about the order of things. In fact, that was my key mission here, is really to talk to leaders to make sure they get it, because if they don't get it, doesn't matter if everybody else gets it. If the other people get it but they don't, then they just end up leaving their church. So they go somewhere else so they can do what they get. Now I'll have Roxana say hi to you.
Hello, my name's Roxana. Estamos rumbo a Neuquén con Greg en la segunda etapa de este viaje misionero, donde la presencia de Dios nos ha visitado y seguimos bajo la nube que es su presencia.
Gracias. Muy bien. Rosanna was explaining after the English part, which she knows a little bit of it, explaining that she's connected really to the denominations that we're with now, even though they're completely out of the box and not really, she'll say, that close anymore, but she still has good connections with ones all across Argentina, and actually comes from a family of many leaders in the church. Just was saying that she followed the cloud of God. Stay under that cloud, and she also blesses you. Portia, she said that she knew that the words that we'd given were very important for the for what they need to do, and that they were praying that they really, that everybody really gets what we're bringing them, because they knew that it was from God. And she mainly also appreciated the presence of God that was there confirming. He confirmed the word, the instruction we were giving, that he really did send us. And also she wanted me to say hi to you, Robert. So they remember you, and they're ready for you to be here whenever the Lord sends you. Also, I just want to thank some of you who gave me some words that were very key. One of them for to avoid burnout. Tyler gave me that one. Anyway, thanks again for everything, everybody.